just to focus on the message. It might be a little distracting. If you've got little kids, it won't be distracting at all. You're used to it. But they'll come in and bring your treats and set them near your pew there. Why don't you go to Luke chapter 2, and you've heard this before, but I tell you, it excites me again, reading it again. I want to go to the section of the scripture pertaining to the shepherds, Luke chapter 2. Got your Bible? You like to go there? God bless you. Of course, I could read it all. I think I will. Just read Luke chapter 2 and give you the little thought that I want to preach to you today. It came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. You know, I always try to preach, Brother Dennis, from this text, something that relates to our day, and I think that verse does relate to our day. Y'all didn't even hear that verse, did you? All the world should be taxed. I think we can relate to that. How many can relate to that? He says, this taxing was made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now I want to go to verse 8 and read. Here's where I want to talk to you about today. There's sermons on all of this. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Now, I want you to listen here. Are you getting this? You got to pay attention here to this scripture. I'm not a good enough preacher to bring it all out to you. You need to look at it as we go. It says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Good news, huh? And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now hold it right there. If you were a shepherd, now I got a message over here about these shepherds. If you were a shepherd and you heard this, would something be wrong with that picture right there? Now just think about it. It's not to you because you've heard it all your life. If somebody come to you, let's just say Brother Dennis is a shepherd. If he comes to you and say, now you're going to find a baby, a newborn baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in the barn floor. Y'all think that's normal, though? Where y'all raised? Sure. How many knows if you know, that would be a sign. You're going to see a baby in a barn, in the manger. We think of those little wooden, but they, when I went to Israel, they showed us what a manger, probably what it was. It was hewed out in the rock of the floor of the barn, in the shed they called the barn, and it was hewed out in the rock. It was a place in the rock, down the lowest place, dug out in the ground, dirt ground in the rock, in the floor of the barn. Here's the sign that there's going to be a child was born. Here's the sign right here. You're going to find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger in a barn in Bethlehem. That's a sign. Now, those shepherds could have said, now, Lord, which one of them's going to, how are we going to know if it's the right one? You know, there's all kinds of babies laying in barn floors. No. Okay, I want you still paying attention? There's still, listen to this. I want you to look at this scripture where it says the shepherds were keeping watch over their flock by night. It was the middle of the night or sometime in the dark night. And while they were there in the night, the Bible said that the glory of the Lord shone round about them. I want to preach this morning for a few minutes, and my title's the only thing I got that sounds good. I'm going to preach on Christmas lights for dark nights. Like that? Yeah. Christmas lights for dark nights. I was going through the grocery store yesterday. It was so crowded. I mean, Walmart, you got to watch it. People gets all shook up. I've told it over and over. Somebody will run up on your heels. They need a traffic. And Kitty's not in here. Boy, I can't hardly let her do the buggy. She goes high gear. I mean, that thing rattles down the aisle. I said, you're going to hit some old lady. We're going to get sued. You going to, huh? She gets with it. But I'm telling you, you can't do that on it was bumper to bumper. And I asked this lady at the restaurant, Brother Jeremy, and I said, boy, how's your day going? I try to, you know, be friendly with them. She said, whew, I've been here too long. This was a madhouse. I said, and I know she just probably wasn't thinking. I said, I wonder if the first Christmas was like this. She said, you know, I'm not sure. She was overworked, wasn't she? That's all. She was overwhelmed, yeah. She said, I don't know. Well, I kind of doubt if it was. What do you say? The first one, in the barn, she didn't even stop time. I'd say she got home and thought what I said, and she probably thought, oh, boy. She said, you know, I'm not sure. You know, there's a lot of people not sure about this first Christmas. But I'll tell you what, amen, I want to preach. You know, these shepherds were in a dark night. They were doing the only thing they knew to do. They were watching their flock. Some have said, and I like the idea of this, but some have said that there in Bethlehem was where they raised the sheep for the Passover and the sacrifices. I don't know, but that's an interesting thought. But they were making a living, and it was a dark night. I want to tell you, amen, it is dark in America tonight. Somebody say amen. I looked at the newspaper this morning, and I hope you'll hold on. I'm just going to preach. I'm really just filling in for them while they pass the treats out. Praise God. But I want to tell you this right here. The headline of our Bristol paper said that, and had the picture of our president and said he is going to sign into law the repeal of the don't ask, don't tell policy. And y'all know what that means. Amen. I don't know why they even had it start with, to be honest with you. Amen. But it's a repeal that homosexuals can now openly serve in the military. And I'm going to tell you, that is opening a can of worms. You hear what I'm saying? It's not right. You know it's not right. Now, I'm not off on that. But I'm going to tell you, it's a dark hour that we live. Come on now. People don't really, it's a darkness. It was dark in this time. Not only was it dark, amen, night in their job where they were at. Amen. But it was dark because of the oppression. How many knows who Caesar Augustus was? Amen. That was not a rabbi. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. That was a Roman, emperor. Amen. That had oppressed, amen, the Jewish nation. Now they were slaves. They were under the control of a foreign country. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We talk about, the wars that we are in right now. Amen. I want to tell you, there's oppression, the darkness of oppression all over the world. Amen. I can't help but think even this morning. Amen. Oh, I feel like preach a little bit on Christmas lights for a dark night. Hallelujah. Amen. They were in this darkness, and they were not only was dark because it was the hour of the day. Sometimes darkness comes on us, amen, because of ordinary life. Amen. Brings us to the graveside of a loved one. Brings us to the foot of a hospital bed of somebody we love. Amen. Help me now. Amen. I want to preach to you. Just living. These men just lived, amen, long enough in that day, amen, till the sun went down, and now the chill came in, amen, and the darkness, amen, that caught, restricted their movement and ability, amen, came upon them. Amen. It wasn't just dark because of the time they'd lived, but it was dark because, amen, of a foreign country that did not believe, amen, in God Almighty, took control, amen, of their nation. I don't know how you feel about it here, amen, but brother, we've been blessed to live, amen, in a country called America, amen, but the sun is going down in America. Are you hearing me? You say, well, you're prophesying. I'm just telling you, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I'm telling you, there is a gross darkness, amen, that has come upon our people. Hey, America, is dwelling in a dark night. I tell you what we need this morning. We need some Christmas light in a dark night. Somebody say amen. I'm not talking about Santa Claus, amen, at the mall, and the Salvation Army ringing their bell and putting coins in their bucket. I'm talking about a Savior, amen, called Christ the Lord. Making progress. Not only was they living in a dark room. Listen to me. I'm going to be done here by 11:30. Not only they were living in a darkness of day of the day of just ordinary life. How many of you? Amen. Don't let me make you cry now, Sister Welch. But I slept with a quilt over me last night. Made my little buddy. It meant a lot to me. Huh? I rode to Sunday school with my mommy. This is her right here. You want to stand up, mom, testify? No, I'll just step right there. Don't she look nice today? Now you know where I get it, don't you? They're laughing, mom. Huh? Mom rode all the way to church, and she brought up what a good daddy she had. How she loved her. She still missed her mom. How long has it been, Mom? Huh? Her mama died when she was 59 years old, when her mother was 59. Mom was probably in her mid-20s, I guess. She's 77 this morning. Amen. Gone a long time. But I'll tell you what, memories of Mama still shining on. But I'll tell you, even the holidays sometime will bring kind of a lull. And you know, but listen to me now. Amen. She's, Mama said, and I hope she don't mind me saying this, but I understood where she's coming from. But she said, you know, this one's gone and that one's gone. And I said, but Mama, it ain't all it is. I'm here. Huh? Come on now. I'm here. They're here. They're here. I was just, oh, yeah, I know. She said, that's why I keep on going. That's what keeps me on going. I got this. Here. I'm going to tell you something. It may be a dark night, but there's still Christmas lights. You ain't getting this. You think I'm talking about them little chasers that goes around the Christmas tree. You've missed the whole point. Woo! You know what that light, not only was it a dark night because they were dwelling in a Roman prison. It was a dark night just because they were working out and the sun had gone down and it was a natural dark night. Amen. But they were dwelling in a spiritual darkness. They still had the sacrificial lamb, but those preachers up there, amen, were lost. They were Pharisees. They had made a bunch of rules, but inside their hearts were dark and black and they were evil. They made rules and laws for everybody else. And Jesus told them, said, outside you're like a white sepulcher, but inside you're full of dead men's bones. They were living in a religious hour, amen, where there was no real true light in the religion. Oh, yeah, I want to ask you this morning. Woo, feel like preaching to my church a little bit this morning. I want to ask my church, do you think we're living in a spiritual darkness? Amen. They're having church everywhere in the world, and there'll be some, amen, come on now, there'll be some that'll sit on a church pew this morning and go to the liquor store and buy their Christmas drink, amen, across the bar. Are you listening to me? Amen. There'll be some preachers that'll fill this pulpit who'll commit adultery, amen, on their companion before the week is out. I'm telling you, there'll be some that'll tell you that the Bible's not even literally true anymore. Amen. Come on. Now, I'm telling you, we're living in a spiritual night. But brother, that doesn't, amen, take away from the fact, amen, that there is the glorious light, amen, of the gospel. Those shepherds were standing in the field on a dark night, and suddenly, amen, the glory of God shone round about them. I tell you, there's not enough false preachers. There's not enough atheists. There's not enough false doctrines. There's not enough perversion of Christmas. Amen. To knock out the light, Sister Angel. Amen. That shined in your life and my life. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, what it takes to brighten this night of sin and this night of deception and this night of oppression is the light of Christmas. Amen. You're going to find a baby, amen, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, and he's the light of the world. Oh, you hang on now. Amen. I looked at this play. Amen. And enough light, and I got up here to make that altar, and it was a little bit dark. You're sitting here this morning, and the sound of my voice, amen, and darkness has creeped into your life. Christmas to you is no more than a pretty wrapping. Amen. Old Willie used to sing pretty paper. Amen. I know I should forget them guys. It was Willie Nelson. Amen. As he sung pretty paper. Amen. I never could figure out that song exactly. Amen. But to some of us, that's all Christmas is about. It's pretty paper. Amen. Come on now. But I tell you, on one Christmas night, the darkness came light. Amen. Because the angel Bible said the glory of the Lord. I'll tell you what you need this morning. Amen. That's about to kill you. Amen. Because you're dwelling in the darkness. The darkness of sin. The darkness of disappointment. The darkness of a lack of faith. The darkness of a drudgery of life. Amen. Morning come and night come. Morning come and night come. Same old, same old. Amen. Those shepherds had done it 100 times. But this night, amen, there was a Christmas light. Hallelujah. And the light that shone from heaven. Amen. This morning, until you need a Christmas light for the dark night. It bring you alive. You're sitting here this morning and you're trying to convince me you're dead. Amen. And stinketh by now. And I'm going to say there's still hope for you. Oh, somebody say amen. Are you helping me, Brother Tommy? Say amen every now and then. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I feel like preaching a little bit. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I want to preach that the glory of God. Amen. The psalmist said, I would have fainted. Amen, Brother Keith. I come to see you. Man, I remember in the intensive care unit. Amen. You had a guardian angel 24/7. Amen, hovering over your bed. Amen. And I remember coming. coming to you, and you may not remember telling me. But you said, preacher, I want you to know. Amen. I prayed last night or whenever it was. Amen. God saved my soul. He couldn't walk. He couldn't get out of bed. The future here looked bleak. But the Christmas light, amen, broke into that dark night. Hey, what Christmas light? His name is Emmanuel. God with us. The Son of God. Mary's baby. The psalmist said, I would have fainted, except I had believed to see the glory of God in the land of the living. That's what you need. You need the glory of the Christmas lights. Now, I don't understand exactly, Sister Helen, what that, the glory, I know the glory of God. Of course, God is light. He's love. He's holy. He's light. He's pure. And I know that that light was, what's the word, emanated from him. I don't know if he came nearer or if he just, amen, did like he did Moses. Put his hand over him as he passed. And Moses, did he see his glory? He saw his hinder of his glory. God had his hand over him, and Moses was peeping between his fingers. Well, that's my commentary. I don't know. Huh? And he saw the glory of God. You know what? Moses called it the goodness of God. Same thing. He is so full of goodness that it's so bright. Woo! Somebody say amen. Amen. Now I tell you, you won't sit on Sandy's lap and feel that. Huh? Matter of fact, you'll be disappointed in that guy. He'll have brute cologne on and them whiskers. Ain't even real. Huh? And if you get what you tell him you want, there's somebody behind the scenes making sure of it. I'll tell you that right now. I hate to bust your bubble, but. Huh? But the glory of God shone round about them. And their night. And I want you to notice, Brother Dennis, did you notice that verse? Come over and read that if you can find it. Come over. That's your Bible anyway. You'll be able to read that. And what did those angels say to him? When the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Listen now. Almost done. Go ahead. Go ahead. Whoop! You notice that right there? For unto you is born this day? Wait a minute. It's the middle of the night. Where's these guys come from? Don't they realize that it's night? It's not night now. It's the brightest day they've ever seen. That's why these angels said, for this day, go ahead, in the city of David, a Savior is born. You say, well, he was born one night. Well, it depends on the perspective. You're in a night. Come on, I want to preach to you a little bit. Hey, amen. You're discrediting this. Hey, amen. You could get light in your darkness. If you believe in the Son of God, and I'm preaching to you about this morning, you're in a valley of despair. But I'm going to tell you, amen, God can bring his glory and shine around about you. Somebody say amen. You say, well, I'm just not happy, preacher. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I know it's the truth, but you're going to have to ponder it over. Happiness is not found in this world. I know you wouldn't buy that right off because you're still on the search. And I feel sorry for you because you're looking in the wrong places. There's too much in here. My mama's, amen, still grieving over her parents that left years ago. Heartache and suffering. You know, hey, it doesn't surprise me, amen, Sister May, I was praying about Noah and reading them the other day in that wreck, and Nathan called me and told me he thought for me to run over and check. He thought that was Noah's car, and I ran over there, and sure enough, they had him out there and working with him. He was suffering. I was going up the road, Brother Garvin, and I said, Lord, these are good folks. Y'all ever pray like that? It's like you don't really understand, why does bad things happen to good people? How many's ever pondered that over? But it does. You know why it does? Because we're living in this world. Amen. But when I said, Lord, these are good folks, and sometimes it seems like good folks, and I believe the Lord impressed me and said, you know, the odd thing is not, and he didn't say it in these words, but the odd thing is not that something bad happened to him, that it hadn't happened before now. Huh? What do you mean? Or to you, because we're living in a dangerous world. We're living in a sick world, a sin-infested world, full of disease, heartache, and darkness. We need the Christmas lights to come on. Can somebody say amen? Now, what is that Christmas light? Amen. That Christmas light is the Savior of the world. It is the glory of God. The glory of it. Now, he said, peace on earth. I'm going to tell you, that is the glory of God. You can't find any peace in this world. I wonder how many wars are going on right now. I mean, I know we know of two majors, but how many in this, how many wars are going on in this world right now? You probably don't even know how many. You remember the war to end all wars? Huh? That was World War I, wasn't it, brother? That's the one they called the war to end all wars. How many have we had since then? We've been in war ever since then. Huh? We're in a world of war. But the peace of God, amen, there's no rule over the peace of God. Come on now. Are you listening to me? The peace of God can come down in your heart and everything around you falling apart, and you can have calm in your spirit. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's the Christmas light. I could go on. I'm gonna close here, but you got the point, didn't you? I knew Brother Dennis would be here. I could throw this out. He could take that. He could work on that with his ability and maybe make something of it. But I like the title, Christmas Light. For dark nights. Is that where you're at? You don't have to look no farther than Christmas to find the light of the world. Hear me? Now, it's not just, as I've said already this week, Christmas card religion. And I like my Christmas card. Sister Lois, so far you're running ahead. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I like that picture on the front. It's really pretty. All them colors together. Little story in there. Amen. But now I got some today. May knock you out. I don't know. But I tell you, I like the Christmas cards. Huh? But I don't have Christmas card religion. The Christ of that manger, for some reason, chose to live in me. And he's there right now. Well, brother, everything's just going your way. Oh, come on now. Come on now. If you went through what I've been through, well, I probably won't. I hope I don't. You wouldn't want me to, would you? Huh? We're all going through nip and tuck, push and shove. Hey, amen, aren't we? But I'm going to tell you, in the midst of it all, amen, there's the glory of God. If you'll believe in Christ, amen, that light can come down in your heart. Hear me now. That light of Christmas can come down in your heart, and you'll change it. Instead of saying, this night I saw the Lord, you'll say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, be glad in it.